Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, we have spoken in the past about various types of fertility items on the show. But egg freezing has gained immense popularity in the past year. Have you ever considered it? Are you just blinded by the number of options out there? The huge variation in cost. Should you go public or private and freeze embryos or separate eggs? Oh, it's a minefield. Well, Dr. Hans Arse is the Group Medical Director at ReproMed Ireland, and he's on the line now to answer questions all about the process of egg freezing and IVF. Dr. Hans, you're very welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hello, Jennifer. Good to be here.
Now, just to the listeners out there, maybe a little ear's warning if you don't want to explain the birds and the bees right now to your children. So you can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. Just have to be said. So, Dr. Hans, first of all, can you give us a quick overview on what egg freezing is and why people do it?
So, Jennifer, look, we all know that age is, affects fertility, right? Especially on the female side. And the reason is not that every egg in the ovaries loses quality with age. What happens is the ratio of good to bad eggs. With age, we need more eggs to form one embryo that could potentially become a baby, right? If you start at the age of 30, for example, you need 5-6 eggs. But at the ages of 42, 43, you might need up to 18 eggs to form that same good embryo that could potentially be a child. So the idea of freezing eggs is if you're not planning on having children in your early 30s or in your 20s, maybe then if you find yourself with difficulties having children at 40, you have an option of doing treatment with, let's say, 32-year-old eggs.
Okay.
That is the idea of freezing eggs.
Okay. So it's like an insurance policy, really.
What's
the optimal age to freeze your eggs?
That is very difficult to answer. Look, the ideal age is before 35, which is when eggs are best quality, right?
Okay.
Eggs are better quality in our 20s, but studies do show that women freeze eggs in their 20s most likely will never use them. So that becomes a concern, of course. So generally 30 to 35. But egg freezing can happen at any age, as long as things are explained clearly to the patient, how many eggs we will need to consider the possibility of one child, what are the chances of having a baby with the number of eggs that she will freeze. So that is a very, very important conversation to have with a doctor.
Okay.
There is no age limit. I guess that's the message, as long as the patient understands clearly her options, right?
Clearly the options. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Currently, what is offered by the HSE from a public health service point of view with this whole process?
Yes, right now, well, the HSE will fund IVF and inseminations in patients with very clear criteria that have been explained by the HSE.
Okay.
These criteria, they've said that will be reviewed in a time. We have not determined when. But yes, there's still more to do in terms of which patients can access these treatments. But look, it's excellent news. We're finally there, funding by the government. Let's be patient. I'm sure things will get better with time.
Okay. And speaking of time, what are the waiting lists like to do this publicly? I'm sure there's a fair old wait on those.
Look, I don't want to say that these are the waiting times.
Okay.
These are, what I've heard from patients. There can be any way from 3 months to 8 months waiting lists just to be seen in the fertility hub.
Okay.
But again, those are patients that have told me. I don't want to say that this is exactly how it's been.
Okay. Okay. So the 3 to 8 months, that's what people are saying. You guys can text in 51552 if you have any more information on that. But if I consider going to a private clinic like yours, what is the price likely to be from beginning to end? Can you give me a ballpark?
Ballpark, look, it depends on the specific case. But, in terms of testings, you can be talking anywhere between 300 to 800 euros. And then the IVF cycle in the realms of 5,200, and if you're using ICSI, 5,700. That is, of course, forming the embryos. There's sometimes added costs in terms of frozen transfers and maybe other tests that might found out that are needed to be done, of course.
Okay. And where, once you get your eggs frozen, where are they stored and kept?
So those prices I mentioned was IVF. Freezing eggs can be a lot cheaper, 2,000-3,000 euros. Now, these eggs are frozen and kept in liquid nitrogen in our tanks in our lab.
Okay.
And they can stay there as long as patients need.
Okay.
Or one.
Okay, so imagine I'm trying for a baby, okay, and considering egg freezing and IVF. What is the process? What do I need to do? Obviously, a consultation is first and foremost, but then what happens? Can you just talk us through the steps?
That's ideal, yes.
Yeah.
So look, then once the consultation's done, and depending on each case, certain tests have to be done. And once every test is done, we can start the process. Okay, if we're going to be doing IVF, for example, what we need is the stimulation phase. The stimulation phase is giving the patient certain injections to stimulate the growth of as many eggs and follicles as we can, right? Because as I was telling you before, in the early 30s, we need up to 6 eggs to have one good embryo. So if I can get 20 eggs, well, then probably I will end up with 3 good embryos to work with, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we stimulate ovaries. We want as many eggs as we can.
Okay.
And that is the same for egg freezing. If I give you hormones and get 20 eggs, it's much better to have 20 eggs frozen than to having 3 eggs frozen.
Sure.
Your chances will be higher, right? So that's a stimulation phase. It generally lasts 2 weeks. Then the egg collection happens. It's a day procedure, generally very simple procedure, extremely safe procedure. And if you're doing IVF, well, the transfer of the embryo form will happen 5 days later. If you're freezing eggs, that's the end of the treatment.
Okay. Is it taxing on a person's body and hormones and all that, you know?
Look, there are, yes, mood swings. There are, you know, fatigue. But let's also remember, Jennifer, that around 30 to 40%, according to studies, of our patients with infertility have mental health issues. This is very difficult. The pressures women are submitted in society are really, really, really high. And when patients have infertility and come into my office, they are already crying, right?
Okay.
So let's remember, mental health issues, depression, anxiety, also come with mood swings, also come with fatigue, right? That's why we see, and these studies have not been done yet, but we do see, for example, patients that are freezing eggs, or when you stimulate the ovaries of egg donors, that these are girls without infertility, you don't seem to see as many side effects, not saying there isn't, as you would in a couple with IVF.
Okay.
Think that once a patient gets her period, which would happen 2 weeks after the egg collection, all those hormones are completely gone from the patient's body.
Okay. Is there any reason why you wouldn't accept a new client for egg freezing?
Well, no, not really. I mean,
okay.
I will be very clear in telling her what her options are if she freezes eggs. What her chances of having a child with the frozen eggs that she has will be. But who am I, Jennifer, to tell a patient not to fight for a 1%? I just don't feel I have the right to tell a patient, no, right? It's her decision. As long as I understand and see that she has understood everything I said. If she has, it's her decision.
Absolutely. And is there anything you can do before engaging in this kind of a process, like eating certain foods and supplements and exercise, that would, you know, help in terms of boosting your chances of success?
Yeah. Look, I address this with patients always, and I tell them, look, sadly, studies have shown that, yes, populations with you know, mainly proteins and carbohydrates have more infertility than populations with, you know, Mediterranean diets. Now, sadly, the studies, changing your diet to improve fertility, have not been conclusive.
Okay.
Okay. We know that, yes, obesity affects egg quality, affects fertility, but the studies done on reduction in weight have not, sadly, proven yet benefits, right? So what I tell patients is, look, even if we use this as a catalyzer to improve our health, because health equates to happiness, do it for that. Hopefully, we will have a study coming out soon that shows that actually what you just did help. But if it doesn't, maybe it will help for baby number 2. So let's do it for those reasons.
Mm.
Because what I don't want, and this happens a lot, is that when you give a patient 200 instructions to follow, it's impossible for them to follow them all. And if things don't work, then the patients feel guilty.
Mm.
And this needs to be a guiltless journey. Jennifer. Has to.
Yeah. How does age impact the process of egg implantation and the supporting of a pregnancy?
Well, it mainly comes to the that ratio I was talking about, right? At 43, 42, you might need 18 eggs to have one genetically normal embryo. That is the main issue, the genetics of the embryos. Whereas at 32, you might need 6
okay.
eggs to form the same genetically normal embryo. That's why chances of success in our early 30s are much higher than chances of success in our 40s. That is why after the ages of 44, 45, it is something very marginal to see a patient. It's not seen frequently at all to see success in IVF. And these are things that we also address very clearly with patients.
In the last year or so, have you seen an increase in people coming to you for this kind of support, this fertility support and egg freezing? And if so, why do you think that is? Is it because it's more common knowledge? People are aware of this service, so to speak. Are they feeling more pressure? Are they leaving pregnancy too late? What do you think?
It's a combination of all of those things you just said, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Right? We used to have our first child at our early 20s. Now the average age of first child is 32, 33. So they might not have difficulties on the first child, but they might have difficulties on the second or third child now. Whereas before, first child was in our 24, second child at 27. So chances of having difficulties were much lower. Yes, of course, the obesity rate in the population has increased. The awareness about these treatments has also increased. But mainly, by far the most important factor is we're having children later.
I mean, you said it there before. It really is a numbers game, isn't it? You know, like the more, like you said, the rule of thumb really, the older you are, the more eggs you have frozen, the better chance, or, you know, the better chance you have.
So the older you are, the more eggs you need. But sadly also, Jennifer, with age, the amount of eggs that you can get from an ovary reduce.
Okay.
So at the ages where we need the most eggs is ages where we have the least. And that is what makes these processes sometimes very, very challenging.
Okay. If people want more information, where can they go?
Visit our webpage.
Yeah.
We're offering now free consultations for 30 minutes, just because, you know what? We want to remove the friction. Coming to a fertility clinic is very difficult. It's very daunting. Sometimes, money is a problem.
Sure.
But a lot of patients might not need treatment. And they just need, you know, reassurance in what they have to do. Or maybe just some testing. But also these patients that are waiting to be called by the HSC. And they're submitted to a lot of pressures from society, from the internet. A lot of those pressures are not real. Like the how age affects fertility, you know, it is not as bad as people think to wait for 1 to 3 months. Okay, so what we wanted to do is, you know, you're waiting. Let's talk about this, calm them a bit, you know, educate them so that then when they're called, they're in a much better,
at
least
place.
Emotional place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the call and joining us today. And I wish you a very happy Christmas. That was Dr. Hans, the Group Medical Director at ReproMed. They are online, ReproMed.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.